I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China faces new scrutiny on the heels of the Tiananmen Square massacre's 30th anniversary. David Curry with Open Doors USA says, in the initial years following Tiananmen, China's government warmed to Christianity because it helped society.
So they allowed Christianity to flourish for a season. Now you see a great tightening of restrictions in a way that we haven't seen before, largely because of their capacity for surveillance.
Chinese Christians are already familiar with government oppression, but new enforcement is raising concern. Ask God to protect his followers in China.
We need to pray for boldness for the Christian church in China, for the leaders, for the pastors, for the individuals. I'd like to see every church every Sunday praying for the persecuted church. I think that's our responsibility.
And Kenya Hope's work is connecting U.S. and Kenyan churches. Their goal is to help build relationships and lead people to sponsor individuals in poor communities. While Kenya is an economic power in Africa, Nairobi's home to the largest slum on the continent. The 250,000 people who live there are in desperate need of help. Kenya Hope's Joy Mueller.
So many of these people are poorer than poor. They survive on less than $20 a month. And you just can't feed a family and buy clothes and pay school fees and send your child to school on $20 a month. So we have found that sponsoring widows has been one of the greatest benefits. It's benefiting the widow, it's benefiting the children, and the whole community at large.
Looking to help empower some of the widows? Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.